Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Being wise, shrewd managers of our resources, without letting fear of the future make our decisions for us. Here's the Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Mark Biller from Sound Mind Investing is a regular guest on MoneyWise afternoons here on Faith Radio. And Mark joined us to field your calls on investments and financial planning. Whether it's paying off your mortgage, protecting your 401k, or setting up a savings plan for your student, we got sound biblical principles and advice for being good stewards and wise investors of the resources we have. Neil asked if it wasn't correct that the market is still volatile and how to exercise the right kind of caution without being fearful.
Yeah, I think that is fair to say. And I do think that we will continue to probably have, rounds of continuing to adjust to the current financial climate, if you will, dealing with these massive financial institutions, the too big to fail banks, the regulation, how do we get a handle on those? You know, these are all issues that continue to be out there. They continue to present risk to the system. So again, I'm not at all saying that, hey, clear skies, sunny sailing, but I think that it's important for people to balance the risks that are out there, because there always are risks. You know, if we were to step back, Neil, you know, let's start in the 1930s. You know, what were the risks in the 1930s? Well, we had some pretty big ones overseas with dictators who wanted to take over the world. So that was a pretty bad start. We get through the 40s there. We get into the 50s. There were some pretty big risks at that point, too, namely a Cold War against an adversary that we were locked, you know, head to head in this struggle for the world. You get into the 60s, you've got another set of issues. You've obviously got another significant overseas war that we're involved in. The 70s, you've got risks. You've got runaway inflation coming along, real inflation, not the kind that we've been worried about for the last 5 or 6 years with interest rates. You know, you want to buy a house? Sure, we'll give you a 15 to 20% home mortgage. You know, at every point, there are always significant risks on the horizon, not to diminish what we face today, but risk is a part of the investment experience. And that's why the whole prediction model of investing is, in our opinion, a flawed way to go about it. Because trying to predict what the future is going to hold is a fool's errand. Nobody can do it consistently. The investment business is a history of pumping up one guy who's made a good prediction or a couple of good predictions only to have him fall flat on his face in the next cycle.